You're listening to SBS News.
Enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
Justice for refugees!
Justice for refugees!
Justice for refugees!
About 20 people held a vigil outside the Villawood Immigration Detention Centre in Sydney's West this weekend, around 1 week after the death of one of its detainees. 29-year-old Mohammed from Malaysia was based at the centre's Mitchell Housing Unit, where he was found unresponsive on December the 12th. An ambulance was called to the detention centre on Saturday, and Mohammed was pronounced dead at Liverpool Hospital in New South Wales. Mohammed arrived in Australia in 2016 as a student and had been living in Adelaide. His sister Yana, who lives in Malaysia, told SBS News he had overstayed his visa and was arrested in March around the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. He was eventually transferred to the detention centre, where he remained for several months despite signing paperwork that would allow for his deportation back in May. Emma Comley, a human rights activist, organized the vigil.
We know that Mohammed was waiting for about 6 months to be able to go home to Malaysia and had become incredibly distressed at the fact that there was no progress from the government in him being able to return home.
Ian Rintoul from Refugee Action Coalition first broke the news of the death on his website. He said he was sickened by what happened to Mohammed.
Look, like always, I was sick when I got the calls from inside Mitchell to say that this young man had died. It's like every time, you're sick to your stomach.
A spokesman for the Australian Border Force told SBS News.
The Australian Border Force can confirm a male detainee from Villawood Immigration Detention Centre recently passed away at Liverpool Hospital. The matter has been referred for investigation to the appropriate agencies, including the New South Wales Coroner. As this matter will be subject to an ongoing investigation, it would not be appropriate to comment further.
The New South Wales Department of Communities and Justice confirmed to SBS News that the death is now the subject of a brief of evidence by the police to the state coroner, who's conducting an inquest. Yana said she, her parents and siblings were absolutely devastated. If you or anyone you know needs support, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 13 00 22 46 36. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.